Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We've always got you covered, and right now it is time to lace it up. We're going to talk some college basketball with a contributor from Slam Magazine. That, of course, is Lee Klein. He is the owner and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camps. He's been providing the helping hand over the past few weeks. We have focused so much on college football and NFL. We want to get up to speed with the latest in college basketball. And, of course, Lee is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity guest line right here at YSR. Good evening, Lee. How are you?
Doing fantastic. As we enter the dip of the roller coaster, we like to say, in the college basketball season, as you start to feel the grind.
You are feeling...
This is that time in which teams are sort of, trying to make their stake to being tournament worthy.
Well, one of the teams that obviously is tournament worthy, the number one team in the country, Kentucky. They just keep their winning ways. Obviously had a solid win against Georgia. And now they are 22-0, and it just... Gosh, they've just got so much talent. I know that you and I, we've talked about it many times on the show. Andrew Harrison was terrific in that game on Monday against Georgia. Obviously, what I find so interesting is Kentucky is the fifth youngest team in the country. I mean, and they just continue to get better each and every week. And as you're talking about, especially in the grind of conference play.
Well, here we go. Many people on the schedule circled this stretch. Saturday in Gainesville, and then next week, in Baton Rouge, as far as when the Wildcats could go down. And to be perfectly frank with you, right now, Florida does not look anything like the team that's capable of doing it, as they have struggled mightily this season. And Billy Donovan, maybe one of the best that's ever been, has not been able to replace that quartet of seniors from last year. And the Gators have struggled and are probably outside. So Kentucky, they miss Trey Lyles, who's got an illness, and it's made them another front court person taken away from their front court depth. But they're going to continue to roll through Gainesville, and I think we'll be good through Baton Rouge. And really, I'm starting to believe that this team will be undefeated when conference play ends.
Well, potentially they will be after Saturday's game against the Gators. They could make it that perfect 23-0. But as I was just talking about, I mean, the fifth youngest team in the country, you just have to wonder how that will translate in conference play and when you're playing on the road, because it's not easy.
No, and we've seen now, Kentucky being, the best team in the country, but a lot of really good teams have struggled this week on the road and have hurt themselves. And there are teams that right now in the Power Conference that are trying to gain some sort of consistency and been then unable to do so because every night on the road something crazy happens. Probably the Big Ten is more indicative of that than any other conference, because the road in the Big Ten seems to take everyone down. And we've seen now this week Ohio State, after finally looking like maybe that top-tier team, lose on the road to Purdue. So it's been crazy so far, early going in conference play on the road.
The contributor with Slam Magazine and the owner and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camps, Lee Klein, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to hear from you. Come on, join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Glad, Lee, tell all the listeners across the country where they can check you out, too.
On Twitter, at Lee Allen Klein, that's LeighAllenKlein. Certainly could catch up on the latest in college basketball at Slam Online, Slam Magazine. And then, for the passionate player, we want to work on your game at our five-star basketball camps that we hold throughout the country.
Okay, so Lee, we're talking about the big game on Saturday night, Kentucky and Florida. But I have to wonder, let me ask you this. Kentucky's success, I mean, how much has that helped the perception within the SEC?
I think that Kentucky's success has raised the entire conference, which to me is really, I think, overrated. I mean, this conference with Ole Miss and Arkansas, LSU and A&M sort of circling right behind Kentucky in that tournament-worthy category, I think these teams quite frankly, are just inconsistent and haven't proven it to me that they deserve to be in. Great at home, struggle on the road, and the bottom part of the SEC, Missouri, South Carolina, Auburn, Vanderbilt, while young and promising long-term, to me, they're not great teams. So I think this SEC is overrated when you take Kentucky out of the mix, and that teams have benefited from, if you will, the Wildcats, when you talk about the conference rating and what people feel. The SEC is considered fourth best conference in the country right now.
Okay, so who is the number one conference in the country? Immediately coming to my mind is the Big 12 Conference because of the depth in so many teams. What they're looking at, what potentially seven teams that could go to the tournament this year?
And the Big 12 has been considered throughout much of the year. It's finally, though, starting to become polarizing, similar to a lot of other conferences, as Texas has hit the skids and really has struggled of recent. And Texas was a team that carried a lot of weight in the non-conference part. Now they're 3-6 in the Big 12, and Kansas State has struggled. So I think this conference right now has four locks for the tournament. I think Baylor's the fifth. And from there, I don't know. Everyone's got work to do, in my opinion. But Kansas, once again, is running away with this Big 12, which is a remarkable run that Bill Self has the Jayhawks on.
Right, the Jayhawks at the forefront of the Big 12 conference. But come on, got to give some love to my Oklahoma Sooners. I know you're a Texas, a proud Longhorn, but how about the Sooners with that big win against West Virginia? I mean, Bobby Huggins, he wasn't too pleased about that.
No, Lon Kruger is one of the best coaches in America.
I agree, yes.
He's got three gunslingers there, boy, that are as good. And this is a dangerous tournament team because they got guards that can score the basketball, and they got post guys that know their roles. So this is Buddy Hield is as talented a scorer as anybody in the country. They got a good point guard in Jordan Woodard, and Isaiah Cousins is as good of a two-way player in the backcourt as there is. This is a really talented team. They've got TCU this weekend on the road. It's a game that you need to have. It's time now to get past this these slip-ups on the road. They had that stretch where they lost at West Virginia, at Kansas, at Baylor. They got to take care of TCU on the road this weekend if this is a serious team that can get in sort of that upper conversation, top 15 caliber team. They have that type of talent.
Lee, what is your view of the TCU Horned Frogs? I see them continuing to move in the right direction.
I think they're moving in the right direction. I mean, it's difficult to play, to not have a home court. I mean, let's start there. When you get into conference play, you need home court becomes so valuable, and they're playing at that Fort Worth Convocation Center,
right.
They're building the new facility on campus. That's hurt this team. That's hurt Trent Johnson's team. I think he's done a great job. You have Anderson and Ziegler, two seniors that have, given you some of their best work. You've seen some progression in Washburn and Kavarius Shepherd, but they've hit the skids now. They've lost eight out of the last nine. They got Oklahoma on Saturday. Then they got to play in Austin. This is sort of that bump of adversity that can this team that hasn't, that had maybe some earlier stretches of winning, can they now feel confident enough to deal with this adversity to steal one of these games that they desperately need to get to some sort of postseason tournament, even though it won't be the NCAA?
The contributor with Slam Magazine and the owner and operator of the prestigious five-star basketball camp, Lee Klein, has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Lee, we've got about 60 seconds. Talk to me about the job that Bobby Huggins is doing at West Virginia.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic job. And part of the reason, let's be honest, you see this, guys go, they have bad seasons and older guys, and you think that, maybe the game has passed them by. But for Huggins, he's really done this with sort of a cast of characters of under recruited guys in style of play. He's turned it up. They played up tempo. It's the system. Everyone's contributing, and he's done a fantastic job and really giving West Virginia not only a chance to be successful this season, But giving it some moxie and making Morgantown, playing in Morgantown, mm-hmm. something special once again, and people wanting to get out there and see their beloved Mountaineers play.
And he loves to apply that full court pressure, doesn't he?
No question. And it's, you know, their depth and everything. This is a tough tournament team as well. This is, you don't want to face them. They'll be a lot bigger, you know, a lot better when they get away from the Big 12 teams that scouted them so you know, deeply as they have. Dexter Miles has been a pleasant surprise as a freshman. You got the whole mix of senior guards and Staten and Brown. You've got some young guys, Devin Williams and Dexter Miles, that are, you know, are starting to get it. Javon Carter also has come on strong, another freshman. So this is a fun team to watch.
Always a lot of fun catching up with Lee Klein tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, the contributor with Slam Magazine and the prestigious five-star basketball camps. He is the owner and operator, and he has been joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. Stay warm up there in New York, and Lee, we'll talk to you here real soon next week, okay?
Sounds great. Be my pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight. You stay close.